CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we look at real-world LMS learning management system implementations and e-learning program rollouts. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofit institutions. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. In this edition, we are talking with Victor Dacey of Broker Educational Sales and Training Incorporated, or BEST, about their unique use of the CyberWorks Learning Management System to sell and manage online broker training.
And now let's talk with Victor Dacey of Broker Educational Sales and Training Incorporated. Good afternoon, Victor. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Well, good afternoon, Mary Kay, and thanks for having me here today.
Sure. Victor, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am in charge of the IT department here at Broker Educational Sales and Training. I've been working with Broker Educational for almost a year now. I was hired to implement their online course content for the Broker Educational Sales and Training outfit, also known as BEST.
So that sounds like a great acronym. Tell me about Broker Educational Sales and Training Incorporated, Victor.
Okay. Well, Broker Educational Sales and Training is a continuing education provider for professionals in the financial, accounting, and legal industry. BEST has been providing these services since 1999. Broker Educational Sales and Training, or BEST, is an approved continuing education provider in all 50 states.
Victor, can you describe some of the business factors that drove your company to investigate web-based learning management systems as a potential e-learning solution for your company?
Sure. Web-based learning had come to our attention as a means to supply quality course content to individuals in the insurance industry. We have had several of our partners ask if there was a way for their producers to receive continuing education credits other than by classroom or self-study correspondence courses. BEST started investigating means to be able to accomplish this task for our partners and for individuals.
Why did your company select the CyberWorks Learning Management System?
Well, after contacting several companies about their web-based solutions, I narrowed down the selection to three different companies. I started out looking at about 15.
Wow.
So I weeded down based on the functionalities of all the different programs and finally arrived at three companies that could fulfill all of our needs now and in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So after discussing with each of the company the benefits and all of their available add-ons, their support availabilities, and the pricing, BEST decided on CyberWorks as the provider for our web-based learning concept. The most important decisions for selecting the provider was the e-commerce integration and the course content development. Since CyberWorks provided the course content development program known as the Web Author, it provided BEST with a way to create courses without having to purchase any other secondary software to create the course content.
Victor, I learned that your implementation entailed some unique customization on the system that allows you to offer online courses in all 50 states. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and describe that more fully as how you've implemented the CyberWorks Learning Management System and its e-commerce registration module?
Sure. In our industry, when we provide a course, not all states offer the same credit hours for that particular course.
Mm-hmm.
So what I had to do was develop a way that when the individual signed up into the CyberWorks system, I assigned them to their what we call home state or resident state. As an example, if someone lived in Florida, they would have a resident license in Florida. So I had to make sure that when they logged into or signed up and registered with the CyberWorks system that they would be associated with Florida courses only. If they were associated with any other states, then a course may have 7 credit hours in Florida, but it may have 9 credit hours in another state. So we didn't want to give them more credit than what we were allowed to give them by state statutes. So in looking over the registration pages and with working with some of the fine professionals at CyberWorks, we were able to establish a way to use some hidden values inside the web pages themselves so that when the individual clicked on the submit button on the registration form, they were actually put into a specific group, that group being each one of the 50 states. And then I associate each course subject matter with that particular group. So they only get Florida courses, or they only get Ohio courses, or Massachusetts courses. Most of these states will reciprocal their credited hours. So if you take 7 hours in Florida, then you already would get 7 hours, say, in Texas or New Hampshire, and be able to get the non-resident license that you need in those particular states.
All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Who works with the CyberWorks Learning Management System at your company besides yourself?
Besides myself, there's currently 2 other people that are utilizing the Learning Management Center. One of them is my marketing department. We are promoting our online system, of course. And in that respect, I have my marketing department who will go in and make sure that all of the content that they're viewing is correct for whichever state they're getting ready to promote in. We make sure that we have all of the licensing and state requirements available for the individual to look at to and review if they need to, such as how many credit hours do they need, how many times can they repeat a course, who can they contact in case they have any questions about their license. So my marketing department goes through that front end of it, and then they'll go into the system and make sure that the courses that are available for that individual in that particular state are there, that the credited hours for that particular person are correct so that we don't confuse or get any confusion when the actual individual comes into the system and registers and purchases and takes a course. The other person that I have is my self-study coordinator. We have a self-study department. Online e-learning, web-based content in most states is considered self-study. You work by yourself. You study the material by yourself, so they consider it self-study. In our particular industry, we have 2 types of self-study, one being the online, the second one being a correspondence or a what we call a book and paper class. What the individual may do is come in, purchase the correspondence section, which means that we will get a receipt. They will get mailed a book, which they can read at their leisure. We send them a paper test. They take the test. They send it back to us. We grade it. We then send them a report as to pass or fail, plus their certificate if they did pass. The advantage of the online, of course, is now I don't have to set up with any kind of shipping. I don't have any printing that has to be done. If somebody, you know, if I had to ship out 30 books or something, I only have to create the course once, and then 30 people can come in and take it. So online, web-based is a much cleaner, more profitable way to go as far as our self-study is concerned.
Do you have any future plans for rolling out some of the other functionality and available in the CyberWorks Learning Management System, like the Seminar Logistics Module, the Competency Module, or even the Integrated Web Conferencing application?
Best has discussed these additional modules, and most likely some will roll out some of those in the future. The Seminar Logistics Module will probably be the first one. I did have a chance to go in and look at that. It seems like it'll fit in one of our other departments, which is classroom classes. We have instructors that actually go out, rent a hall, teach the people inside of a classroom setting. And I think that module may be able to help us as far as setting up the hotel locations and times and dates and rooms and availabilities, and it looked like that module may be able to help us facilitate that part of our business.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the online courses you provide to your customers using the CyberWorks Learning Management System? I know you've mentioned they go to financial professionals, but maybe if you could give us a little more.
Well, during the building of these courses, we reference several sections of the appendixes at the back of the books. I've taken those excerpts. I've been able to reference them inside the material. The web author allows me to create view buttons and actually pick out pieces of those appendixes so that the student or individual, when they're reading it, don't have to go to, like, the back of the book, mm-hmm. flip it open, look up the whole appendix, and try and find that section that we're referencing within the material. Mm-hmm. As far as the online courses, again, they're pretty much geared towards the financial insurance industry. They all, in all the states we have, they have certain credit hours that they have to maintain their licenses, and we're continually developing books and material to get approved across the country so that we may provide our the insurance industry with these beneficial, up-to-date informational books.
Okay. So that's a good segue. Can you tell me a little bit more about the instructional design and planning process that you went through to develop these training courses? Lots of different organizations do this differently, so it's always good to kind of talk about it.
Okay. Yes, and to tell you the truth, I have gone through a couple. I have not gone through just one.
Mm-hmm.
When I started out, we had decided that, you know, we wanted to set up something real nice, something kind of flashy, something to keep the individual's attention on the course content. So we went in and created these books in a PowerPoint presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And I did slide for slide, you know, copying and typing in the information. Once I completed my PowerPoint chapter, I then took and converted that PowerPoint into a Flash presentation, just like regular Flash that you see out on the web today. I also had a secondary program that allowed me to create Flash quizzes.
Mm-hmm.
I then took at the end of the chapter and created the review questions in Flash. After putting up the courses in the Flash, I realized that there was, for me, there was no real way to integrate all of the benefits of the CyberWorks system, one of them mainly being the fact that most people want to be able to bookmark or mark where they're stopping at so they can come back to it at a later time. With PowerPoint and Flash, you can't really do that. So, consequently, I left that PowerPoint Flash presentations, and I'm going back to working with the cyber web author.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, not cyber, web author.
That's all right.
And starting to learn a lot more about it and how to implement some of the fine extra features that are available in that.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Can you tell us a little bit about your customer experience with CyberWorks?
Well, so far, CyberWorks has been great when it comes to customer support. The team of Dana Fine and Lorinda Boyd has just been, it's been a real pleasure to work with them. We've discussed future enhancements for CyberWorks based on things that I see that it could use and things that they pointed out to me. We currently had a e-commerce situation where I have to charge extra fees in different states, not all states, but some.
Mm-hmm.
So in working with CyberWorks and the customer support teams, we have came up with a module that will allow us to do that. So as far as I'm concerned, the customer support, the customer service, everybody at CyberWorks so far has been great.
Is there anything more you'd like to share in terms of working with CyberWorks and our system to deliver your online training?
Yes, I would, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like to say the best had tried to implement a web-based learning system for several years.
Mm.
We started out with a small company, but found that their solution just was not going to fit our growing needs.
Mm.
So after sitting down and going through the three companies that we looked at and were deciding on, after several discussions, several test drives, a couple of demos, we were talking with CyberWorks, and they happened to mention a very unique fact that I haven't found in any of the other companies, and that was that they offered a development license. They also offered the production license.
Hmm.
And when they mentioned that, I kind of thought in my head, well, this is kind of cool. Can you, you know, describe it a little bit better to me? And they said, sure. What we do is we give you the development license. You can put all your content over there. You basically can go through, do all the upgrades, make sure that everything is going to work before you do it in your production. And I said, well, that's kind of a selling factor for me in the fact that I don't want to put in an upgrade and all of a sudden I'm down for 2 or 3 days.
Mm, you're right.
So that was a very decisive point in my aspect that I didn't want to be down. I want to keep this thing running as many hours as I can in a row. So CyberWorks was the vendor that fit our needs, mm-hmm. and they'll continue to do so, especially with all, again, the great personnel that's at the company. They've been a tremendous company, and they're one of our best vendors.
Well, thank you, Victor.
You're welcome.
All sounds great. I know you're busy, and I know so you have to run, and you always got courses to put up. So thanks for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome, and call me anytime you'd like to.
Okay, great.
All right.
This is Mary Kay Liferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. Thank you for listening to our interview with Victor Dacey of Broker Educational Sales and Training Incorporated on the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Talk with you next month.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.